It stands to reason that as a Regina native, Moose Jaw Miller Express pitcher Ethan Merck is plenty comfortable in the confines of Curry Field. That familiarity undoubtedly played a part in how things went for the second-year veteran against the Regina Red Sox in Western Canadian Baseball League action on Sunday afternoon. Merck would carry a perfect game into the eighth inning but would settle for a one-hitter in a 7-1 victory for the Miller Express. The scary thing is Merck hadn't even hit 100 pitches when things were broken up, and had he escaped the frame, might have even had enough in the tank to finish the job. As it stands, Red Sox hitter Dylan Edmonds hit one out, 2-2 offering into right field in the bottom of the eighth to break up Merck's perfecto. Merck would get out of things without allowing a run, with a single hit and a single error on his ledger. He'd finish with 100 pitches on the nose, 68 of them for strikes, and 6 strikeouts. Miller's newcomer Zach Sigmund pitched the ninth and allowed a single run on 2 hits. Moose Jaw wasted little time getting things going offensively, as they put up a pair of runs in the first, extended the lead to 5-0 through 2 and 6-0 through 3. Christian Yanez led the Miller Express offense with a 2-for-3 showing that included a double, run scored and run batted in. Luke Lachance was 2-for-3 with a run and RBI, while Dougie De La Cruz crossed the plate twice. Jonathan Henry got the start for Regina and looked the loss, lasting a single inning and giving up 5 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks. The two teams are back at it on Tuesday night at Ross Wells Park, with first pitch at 7:05 p.m.